Colorado Governor Jared Polis has been reelected for a second term. NBC News and the Associated Press called the race less than an hour after the polls closed. Shortly before 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening, Polis addressed his supporters and said his victory protects people's freedom.
Free to love who you love, free to decide your own family's future in our amazing great state of Colorado and a Colorado for all. Because in Colorado, we offer something truly special. The idea that your choices belong to you and no one else.
During the campaign, Polis was criticized by his opponent Heidi Ganahl for rising crime rates in Colorado. During his acceptance speech, Polis identified tackling crime as a priority for his second term, along with the climate crisis and the economy.
We're going to continue to make our communities safer by investing in law enforcement and preventing crime before it happens. We're going to continue to aggressively tackle clean air and climate change, preparing for drought and wildfires while creating good paying jobs and making Colorado a safer place for everyone.
Before he first ran for governor in 2018, Polis served 5 terms in Congress. U.S. Senator Michael Bennet won his re-election bid and will now serve as a 3rd 6-year term. Bennet's Republican challenger, Joe O'Day, conceded the race just after 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Bennet said health care and immigration are 2 major issues he will work on in his next term. Regarding Colorado, he said, "We have to secure the future of the Colorado River and the American West," and he said people's economic future needs to be secured.
When people lose a sense of opportunity for themselves and their families, that's when inevitably, in human history, somebody shows up and says, "I alone can fix it. You don't need a democracy. You don't need the rule of law. You should expect your public sector and your private sector to be hopelessly corrupt, hopelessly bankrupt." That is the dark vision that Donald Trump ran for president on. That is the dark vision that he won on. And tonight, Colorado is rejecting that vision for our country.
The Democrats held strong in the statewide races in Colorado. KGNU's Claire Purnell reports.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold will serve a second term. Griswold is the youngest Secretary of State in the country and has been a vocal critic of conspiracy theories about election deniers, something she pledged to continue to fight against.
"In my next term, we will continue to protect and expand every Coloradan's right to vote. We will push back on the election conspiracies that threaten our nation, and we will continue to make Colorado's elections the gold standard in America."
Attorney General Phil Weiser also won a second term. In his victory speech, he referred to his family's story of promise and optimism. His mother was born in a Nazi concentration camp.
"And in my family, we are 1 generation from surviving the Holocaust to standing before you as Colorado's Attorney General. That's America."
Weiser spoke about the many prominent Republicans who had supported his campaign, including Republican State Senator Don Corum from Montrose. He pledged to work for all Coloradans in his next term.
"4 years ago when I was here, I talked about my commitment to serving as the people's lawyer. Now I stand before you with a team and a record of what that means, which is advancing the rule of law, protecting our democracy, and promoting justice for all."
For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
2 of Colorado's 8 congressional House seats remain too close to call as of election night. Democrat and former Aspen City Councilperson Adam Frisch is leading the 3rd congressional district covering the western and southern portions of Colorado by 1.18 percentage points over Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert, with roughly 93% of the votes counted. Leading into the election, Boebert was favored to win the Republican-leaning district. Colorado's new 8th congressional district is holding up to its projected reputation as a competitive district, as Democrat Yadaro Caravero holds a narrow lead of less than 2 percentage points over Republican Barbara Kirkmeyer. The new district covers portions of Adams, Weld, and Larimer counties. The Associated Press estimates election officials within those counties have counted roughly 68% of the votes. The Colorado Sun reports some Republicans were waiting until the last minute to cast their votes per the recommendations of election conspiracy theorists. Late voting adds time to the tabulation of final results. For the state's other congressional districts, the incumbents are projected to win their races, while the Associated Press has also called Democrat Brittany Peterson as the winner for Colorado's congressional 7th. About 2 million Coloradans got their ballots in for this year's midterm election. KGNU's Kara Damari has more.
As of yesterday afternoon, unaffiliated voters accounted for 39% of ballot cast. Democrats came in at 30%, and Republicans cast at 28% of ballots. People 65 to 74 age range represented the largest group of voter turnout, and people older than 35 pulled a lot higher numbers than their younger counterparts. Proposition FF, Healthy Meals for All, passed after receiving 55.21% of the votes. Ordinance 307, Denver Deserves Sidewalks, an initiative to fix Denver sidewalks, was winning at 53% at 11:30 p.m. Property owners would instate the new property taxes. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
For statewide ballot questions, the Associated Press is calling yes as the winner for Proposition 121, the state income tax reduction issue, no as the winner for Proposition 124, the retail liquor licenses ballot issue, and yes as the winner for Proposition GG, the tax impact table ballot issue. The ballot measures covering medicinal mushrooms and affordable housing remain split as of this morning. Tallies for Propositions 125, wine in grocery stores, and 126, third-party alcohol delivery, are currently leaning no. KGNU will have more coverage on Proposition FF in the morning magazine. Fort Collins voters are showing support for three changes related to the city's elections. According to the Fort Collins Coloradan, voters said yes to ranked choice voting with just more than 50% of the vote after the second release of incomplete unofficial ballot results. The city's voters have also said yes to an increase in pay for council members and are also supporting the moving the city's elections to November in odd years rather than in April. For today's weather, there is a red flag warning in effect from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. for strong winds with gusts up to 50 miles per hour and relative humidity as low as 9%. The National Weather Service warns there is above normal temperature, low relative humidity, and windy conditions, and it could lead to rapid fire spread for ready-to-burn fuels. Today in Boulder, there is a high of 58 and a low 29 predicted with a chance of showers and rain in the evening hours. For Denver is expected to have a high near 67 and breezy and light variable winds, 26 miles per hour. Fort Collins will have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 56.